And it was the moment we're all hoping for last night in the national draft. And a proud dad, Stephen Rowe, joins us now on 5AA Breakfast, thanks to the all-new Yaris Cross with Go In Your SUV attitude. North Point Toyota, take a test drive today. Rowe, how are you feeling?
Oh, my God, how did that just happen? My little Jimmy is a crow. It still hasn't sunk in, fellas. I truly don't know what to say. I think I stopped crying at about 3:30 a.m. this morning, and sorry to Nicola, 80 to 100 Sacred Heart and Eagles Cobbers here all night. I honestly just don't know what to say. We're emotionally wrecked. We're just drained. That was his dream. My little boy's, I don't know.
Hey, Roey, please talk us through in great detail exactly how it unfolded. I want every bit of where were you sitting? Who was there? Was it your wife? Like, did you have any extended family over? Were his mates there? Tell us what happened.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He spoke to 6, 7, 8 clubs, and the lead up to it is just emotional because no club, and they can't give you a guarantee. So getting home at 6:30, I was convinced that Carlton were going to pick him up. Absolutely convinced. And it's just from the information that maybe James had given me, and he doesn't say a lot. You know him. He's a shy young lad. He's 180 degrees different to me. So he gives you little bits. I knew Crows were very keen. But then so too were the Bulldogs. So you get there at home at 6:30 and he was like a cat in a hot tin roof. He didn't want anyone to sit with him. He wanted just to watch it on his own. There was no mates. Not even Nanny was allowed to come around. He's a bit like that. He just wanted just to absorb it himself, and he'd prepared himself for the disappointment of not getting picked up. This little lad's had to do it tough from his under 18 state year to be overlooked to last year, speaking to X amount of clubs being overlooked to this year. You know, you know he had a great year. I don't have to say that. So we just sat there on our own. We just sat on the couch. We watched it. He had to pace the hallways. We went for a walk down the beach to let the dog have a, I don't know, the poo. He didn't, but he, I don't even know what to say. No, I don't. I'm fatigued. Well,
so the, but started, no, but the whole process started at 6:30 and it was 9:40 when it happened.
Yeah.
Because we'd all gone to bed here at Longview. Will texted me and we're all texting each other. And then my son, who's also a Jimmy, he rang me and he said, mate, Dad, he said, Jimmy Rose, a crow. Like, people love this story, mate.
I don't want to have a sook, but the coverage is too long. It's torture. It is just too slow for kids and parents. It is torture. Anyway, Carlton was picked 30, whatever it was, 37, and he walked out of the lounge room, went into his bedroom, he shut the door, he couldn't even hear it.
Wow.
And he was overlooked there, and then he's walked out, and Crows were the very next pick. And I turned to him and I said, son, could they pick you here? And he couldn't talk. But when they yelled out Jimmy Rowe, it was just we just exploded. I mean, I stopped crying at 3:30 in the morning. Matty Nix came around about midnight. He put a crow's hat on his head and a crow's polo shirt. But it was just, that was his dream. That's his dream. I'm sorry, fellas. It's just,
mate, you got nothing to say sorry for.
You know, and they really, terrific. They really wanted him, Rowie. Like, Hamish Ogilvie this did. Morning in a video said they bid on Jamara Ugle-Hagan to get rid of the Bulldogs picks because they knew that they were coming for Jimmy. But then they had to trade ahead of Carlton.
Oh, no.
They had to trade ahead of Carlton. They really wanted him.
Matty Nix walked into my house with Emma Barr, you beautiful lady, and Adam Kelly, who I know really well. And they said, yeah, anyway, do you know what? It starts now. Jimmy had to get up at 5:30. He had to take his work ute to his bosses and tell them that he's now an Adelaide Crow. And that's it. It's finished for him. His life starts at 10 o'clock today. Isn't it?
You get me going, mate.
Oh, but the great, you know, thing what? You got to pick your kids up when they have disappointments. You put them back on the train tracks, and you just say, "Go." Well, he's on the train tracks, the ones he wants. So.
The great thing too, as a family, Rowie, I guess, is that if he had gone to Carlton, it would have been with a heavy heart for you guys, because I know how close you all are, and you would have had to farewell your son to a life interstate. Yeah, here he is playing locally, playing in town, and playing for the team that he's grown up loving, and his old man played for.
I know. He can live under our roof, and his mum will make his bed again and cook for him and wait on him like hand and foot. Well, you know what, James? You're getting good coin now. It's $500 a week, you little shit. thanks, fellas. And look, to our listeners, I haven't wanted to talk about James on air, and he'd be absolutely shattered. I'm talking about him now. I mean, we had a blue last night when everyone left. You know, I've got to call him playing footy. I'm going to have to call my son playing footy. And I said to him, if you do something wrong, mate, I'll be into you like I do to other people. Yeah, it's going to be hard, but that's a bridge we'll have to cross.
What number?
Can I just say thanks to... Hey?
Could he wear your number at the Crows? Were you three?
Well, number three's available, but that's not that's not James. He's ran his own race, this kid. He'll get what he's given. He'll do what he's told. He won't let him down. He's a bloody little ripper, and that's what we're the most proud of. I don't know how much you guys know him, but, I mean, there had to have been 100 people here last night. I mean, the minute he was announced, half the Sacred Heart was here, then the Eagles were here, then the Wallopers came twice, and thanks for giving us the wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know, and to Nicholas Spurrier, I'm sorry, to the Commissioner, you know, we did our best, and to our neighbours who dobbed us in, go get stuffed. I mean, really, fair dinkum, my son's a Crow. Don't you get it? Oh, yeah. Do you dare me to play that? You know what? I'm going back to bed because I'm as fatigued as a 10 man. I may see you at 4, but who dares me to play that at 4:05?
Yeah, as often as you want.
Yeah, I reckon you could have it on repeat. Congratulations to your mate and Jody and everyone.
Yeah, and well done to Riley Thilthorpe. They had to pick him. Luke Pedlar's an absolute ripper. Braden Cook, James knows really well. Sam Berry, I don't know much about him. He's a Victorian, but there's 5 new kids at the Crows. I don't know whether this is going to be a V-shaped recovery, but if Jimmy Rowe's got anything to do with it, bloody well will. Thanks, fellas. I'm sorry I'm emotional.
Good on you, mate. The all-new Yaris Cross with Go Anywhere SUV attitude is at North Point Toyota. Take a test drive today.